Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again. Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it down. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap. He just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel it, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared about us? Rolexes and Rovers, and you can't hold us down. We hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did. I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military.
Welcome. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Wednesday, March the 15th. Wednesday, March the 15th of 2017. And the time is 11 a.m. Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show set for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time repeating, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. Today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we are continuing with our barn burning series where we are revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying how you can't put new wine in an old wine skin. Today we're dealing with part four. Part four is how to completely change your mind. Today, my brothers and sisters, is a powerful message, and they all are powerful, but today is a powerful message because we want to jump into the next Greek word as we're going through Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Hopefully you've been following along in the series and you understand that we are oscillating and vibrating on a level that allows you to know, not believe, It allows you to dwell in prosperity, not in poverty. Because whoever finds himself is superior to the world. Whoever finds himself, whoever knows himself, will not dwell in poverty. You see, my brothers and sisters, you have to become perfected. Be ye perfect, for I am perfect. That's what the Father taught us. In order to be perfect, you have to have a change of pattern. The current pattern, the current disposition, the current reality, the current mindset that you have, the current gnosis that you are oscillating and vibrating with is good. If your goal is to be a good Christian, to continue to exist according to the pattern of the world. However, I know that you don't want to continue to have what you've always had. You want to grow on. You want to go on to perfection. You want to go on past the basic teachings of Jesus Christ and Him crucified. You want to move on to maturity. You want to move on to perfection. In order to do that, my brother, in order to do that, my sister, you have to have a change of heart and a change of mind. You must completely change your mind. In order to do that, my brothers and sisters, we must over and understand what we've been discussing in this great book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 2. It says, and do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove, I believe, that ye may prove what is good, or what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So you got to prove it. God ain't got to prove it. You got to prove that you are living in and oscillating in your diaconia. That's your job, is to prove it. I should be able to look at your life and say, man, that's good. That's acceptable. That's perfect. If I cannot look at your life and say that's good, that's acceptable, and that's perfect, then I know that your mind has not been transformed. I know that you're not oscillating and vibrating according to the pattern that's not on this dimension. And in order to get that pattern that's not on this dimension, my brothers and sisters, we must over and understand what we have been discussing during this series. And that is, you must be transformed. So we broke down the word transformed already. We understand that word comes from the Greek.
Strong's G3339, metamorpho.
You got to transfigure, brother. You got to transform, sister. You got to change into a totally different form than what you are right now. So whatever you're doing right now, whatever mindset you got, that's off the hizzle for shizzle, my nizzle. But unfortunately, in order to vibrate on the frequency that I'm talking about, yeah, you got to get rid of it. You got to metamorpho, change. But how? Everybody knows that everybody want to be wealthy, healthy, wise, and everybody want to have a great, loving, you know, relationship. Everybody want to have this powerful self-esteem. Everybody just want to be able to draw and attract into themselves, you know. You should be able to right now go to the bank and take out $100,000. If you don't got $100,000 in the bank, it shouldn't take you no more than 30 days, if that long, for the $100,000 to manifest in the bank. Whatever amount of weight that you got, if you want to drop 30 pounds, you should be able to drop 30 pounds in the next 30 days, like taking candy from a baby. If you want to find some ancient esoteric Egyptian truth, if you want to know everything about Enki and Enlil and Anu, if you want to know about the Codex Gigas, if you want to find some ancient text like the Epic of Gilgamesh, or if you want to understand the Egyptian Book of the Dead, done. Easy money. No problemo. If you want to get with somebody that hates your guts, and in 30 days have that person following you around in the daylight with a flashlight on looking for you, you should be able to do that. But why can't we do that? Why don't you have somebody walk around in the daylight looking for you with a flashlight? Because of the change has not taken place. See, in order to change the people, you have to change yourself. In order to attract other people, you have to attract yourself. In order to love other people, you have to love yourself. And now, in order to get money from other people, you got to get money from yourself. It's an inside, outside job. In order to get the wealth of others, you must get the wealth of self. In order to obtain, my brother, in order to obtain, my sister, wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship, you got to be wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship. So how do we be that? How do we be what we're trying to get? Well, the only way to do that, brother, is
Strong's G342, anikinosis. Anikinosis.
Anikinosis means a renewal. It means a renovation. It means a complete change for the better. We talked about anikinosis yesterday. Pretty much have went through anikinosis. I just need you to under, over, and understand anikinosis is a complete change of mind. Now, the only way to have this complete change of mind is anikinosis and anikinao. So anikinao means that there is a ruling disposition that gives you the strength to change into a new life as opposed to a former life. Now, the way that you get this new strength, my brothers and sisters, is anaa, or we talked about yesterday, and let me pull it up for you.
Psalms G303, anaa. Anaa.
Anaa, kind of like anu, but anaa. Anaa, again, simply means that in the midst of. It means in between. It means, my brothers and sisters, to go from a lower place to a higher place. So you need anikinosis. So without this, you cannot go from your lower brain to the high brain. You can't go from the reptile brain to the neo brain. You need anikinosis. And without anikinosis, this is the ability to change. How do you go from the lower vibration to a higher vibration? You have to change your mind. But how do you do that? It says don't be conformed to the world. So the first thing you got to do is, again, don't conform to the world. But you already conformed to the world. Okay, sorry, God, I messed up. I conform to the world. Oh, shizness. What do we do now? Okay. Since we already conform to the world, now we got to be transformed. Metamorpho. But how are we going to be transformed from the pattern that's the reptile brain? Well, I got to renew anikinosis. But how do I renew? It says, by renewing of your mind. So the renewing part of the mind is the ability to go from a lower state to a higher state. And the renewing of the mind takes place from anikinosis. It's the ability to go from a lower brain to a higher brain using gnosis. Now, gnosis is knowledge, but it's anikinosis. So that gives us a certain type of gnosis. So now remember, this is very, very important because underneath this is the ability to give you new wine, which is new thought. It's a complete change. It's new wine. It's new thoughts. It's a better way of thinking. And so you're going to get a better way of thinking, brothers and sisters. All you got to do is renew your mind. So what do we mean by mind? Well, that's what the title of today's show is. Today's show is a complete change of mind. So we know that it says to be conformed, or be not conformed to the pattern of the world, but be transformed by the renewing or anikinosis. So we know that we're going to go from our reptile brain to the paleo brain, from the paleo brain to the neocortex brain. So we want to vibrate on whole brain thinking. And the way that we do that, my brothers and sisters, is we get, again, anikinosis. And this kenosis is really gnosis. So there's a type of gnosis. There is a certain type of gnosis that elevates our thoughts and elevates our thinking. And that type of gnosis, my brothers and sisters, is the divine strategy that I am revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying for you today. So what is the divine strategy? See, how God has tricked, if you will, mankind, the little g and the big g, because the big g allows the little g to trick you, to keep you ignorant of the truth. Because the big G knows if you're not willing to do what he says, then you're not willing to earn. If you're not willing to receive, you're not really to operate on this superior way of thinking. So the objective of this world is to learn, to develop, and to grow. That's why you're here, to learn, develop, and to grow. Express, expose, and expand. Now, everybody already think that they got the answer. That's the problem. So since you already got everything already figured out with the pattern that you got to have, what I'm talking about is nobody's interested in it. There should be 100,000 people on today's call. There's not. Why? Everybody else, they have no need of today's call. They already like the pattern. They love themselves. They love their poverty because they are their poverty. That's what it says in the Gospel of Thomas. And so everybody has the illusion of knowledge, but they don't have knowledge. They have the illusion of knowing, but they don't know shiznit. See, without the illusion of knowledge, the very purpose of this world that we live in could not be fulfilled. The illusion of knowledge is why you're here, to see if you're going to buy it. See, it's interesting how religious leaders think that they know by believing. They don't know God, but they believe in God. All the great world philosophers and teachers, they all have a form of godliness, but they have no power. They have a particular perception and a limited understanding, but they don't understand what it talks about. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 55, verse 8. Isaiah, chapter 55, verse 8 says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." So, my brothers and sisters, I need you to vibrate on a higher way. That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing. That's my goal. That's why I'm doing in Hebrews 6:1. That's why I want to go, and the Bible says, "Be ye perfect, for I am perfect." See, everybody that I know thinks that they know already, when the only thing that they possess is an illusion of the knowledge. See, the Bible says in Proverbs 14:12, this illusion is, there is a way that seems right to a man, but the end is the way of death. I've been going down that way, and it always leads to death. So I'm tired of going down the way that leads to death. So now I'm going to go down God's way. Because God says, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, nor is my ways your ways." So I've been doing everything my way, and it has not been working. So therefore, I'm going to do it God's way now. I've tried the other way, and it was great. It was awesome. I had a great time. Don't get me wrong. Awesome time. You should try it. However, I'm interested in wealth, health, wisdom, and a great relationship. So therefore, there's another way. Everybody already know all things. They are already enlightened. They already possess everything. They already can perceive everything. They already have this great knowledge. Everybody already has Jesus Christ and them crucified. They're not interested in nothing more. They don't want nothing else. That's why nobody listens. But in the Gospel of Thomas, it talks about, but if you will not know yourselves, you will dwell in poverty. And it is you who are that poverty. You don't live in poverty. You are poverty. The word poverty means the absence of something needed. So you are in poverty because you don't have the gnosis think you got. So in thinking that you got gnosis, you don't have it. And so you dwell without the gnosis that you need, which Jehoshua brought. So everybody who dwells in poverty, they dwell in poverty because of lack of knowledge or lack of ignorance. I mean, ignorance, just like the Bible says. My people perish for a lack of knowledge. So really, you are the offspring of God. As the offspring of God, you should vibrate on the thoughts and in the way of God and the frequency of God. But unfortunately, that is not taught on the planned net. It's important, my brothers and sisters, that you understand that when it comes to oscillating and vibrating it like the God kind, you must do it the God way. So your job is to understand, brothers and sisters, that something is wrong. And that something is that what you have is an illusion. It's not real. So until you come to the realization that everything that you've been taught is foolishness, it is an illusion, then we really can't have a conversation. Because how can you change the mind when the mind that you have or that you believe that you have is actually oscillating or vibrating? So what does that mean? That means, according to the Helios Biblios, the mind that you have must be renewed. And how do we do that? Well, we know, because we've already been through the first part of it, we know that to be transformed, we must, again, metamorpho, and then anakenosis, the mind. So there must become a anakenosis of the mind. So the word mind in the Greek, let's pull that up for you, because, again, it's very important that we understand the terms and the definitions of these words that we are using. Because, again, your words establish your world.
Strong's G, 3563. Noose.
Noose. So the word mind means noose, N-O-U-S. So noose, like noun, N-O-U-S, noose, in the Greek means the faculties of perceiving and understanding, feeling, judging, determining. It is the intellectual faculty of understanding. So the mode of thinking, judging, thoughts, feeling, purposes, the mind. So the mind, will, emotion, imagination, this is all what I call claironomics. This is all part of, now the mind is a part of this whole thing that we call claironomics. So that means you have this ability to perceive. So your perception is off. My perception is off. That's what we're doing. It is the power of judging soberly, calmly, and impartially. So since you can't judge, meaning that I can come up to you and I can say something and you're not going to remain sober, you're not going to remain calm, you're not going to remain impartial. In fact, you're going to do the quite opposite. That's how you know you got the opposite pattern. So if I can say anything to you, if I can do anything to you, and you don't remain in this mindset, it is a faculty, it is a building, it is a ruling disposition. It is a way that when somebody does something, I have the intellectual understanding, I have the capacity for spiritual truth. I have a higher power of the soul. I have the faculty of perceiving divine things. I have the ability to recognize goodness and disdain or hate evil. It is the power of considering and judging soberly, calmly, impartially. So if what you are doing is not sober, meaning it's not like you're not acting drunk, calm, meaning that you ain't flying off the handle, impartially, meaning that you're not on the left, you're not on either side. You're looking at it objectively. If you're not there, then you got the wrong pattern. So anakenosis gives you the pattern of the ability to perceive, to understand, to feel, to judge, to determine. You got to determine. That's what anakenosis gives you. It's the renewing of your perception process. Now, let me make sure that you understand. Underneath the word anakenosis, and underneath the Greek word nous, what is the mind? So the word nous has an underlining Greek word. Now remember, if I had the time, I would go through every word and do a didactic discourse on each word. That's what I normally teach. So the word nous means faculty that allows you to perceive, that gives you understanding, so that way you can feel, you can judge, you can determine. Now you should look up all of those words, because that's the mindset, that's the pattern that you should have. Do you have that pattern? Do you have that pattern right now? Yeah. I didn't think so. Neither do I. So it is this ability, this capacity, that is what is called spiritual truth. That is what is called the higher powers of the soul. That's what we're trying to do. Now remember, anakenosis, it means we're going to go from a lower soul to a higher soul. We're going to go from a lower vibration to a higher vibration. That is the divine strategy. That's how you change the mind. So that way, your thinking, your judging, your thoughts, your feelings, your purpose, your desires all change. Now, your thinking changes. Your judging changes. Your perception changes. Your thoughts changes. Your feelings changes. Your purpose changes. Your desires changes. All that changes when you have a narcanosis. Now, underneath the Greek word for mind, which is nous, we have another Greek word that establishes again
Small
this word.
G, 1097. Gnosko. Gnosko.
Now, I really need you to really, really, really wrap your brain around this. Gnosko. Now, remember, according to science, there is epigenosko. So, according to science, now, this word gnosko, this is very, very important if you are serious about being sober, about being calm, and about having the faculty to be able to look at something impartial, not be swayed, so that you have spiritual judgment and discernment. This is mentioned 246 times in the Helios Biblios. And 246 times in the New Testament. 246. Notice those are even numbers. 246. 246 times is mentioned from Matthew through Revelation. 246 times. So 246 times this word gnosko, what the scientific community calls epigenosko, which I have in pretty much every book that I've written, and Dr. Bruce Lipton, who I mention all the time, who talk about epigenetics. So epigenetics, the word genetics is the English word for gnosko. Epigenetics is the study of how organisms are modified on the gene level by altering or changing the genetic code. On my website, where I have how does your Dear Canary report work, because it turns the codex on and off. It changes the chromosomes and the gene expression through on or modifying certain genomes. That is the biology aspect of what I am expressing to you spiritually today. Now, this is one of the most important things that you will ever hear. I don't know anybody who teaches with Dr. Bruce Lipton, Dr. Royal Raymond Rife, Dr. Sabi, Jethro Kloss, John Allegro, Maxwell Gershom, Maxwell Jordan, Delbert Blair. They teach one or the other. I teach both. I teach the biology and the spirituality. From a biological perspective, it is epigenetics. From a Helios Biblios or spiritual perspective, it is gnosko. Gnosko is the Greek word that means know, perceive, understand. How do you know, perceive, understand? Gnosko. Gnosko, brothers and sisters, means to learn to know. It means to come to know. It means to get a knowledge that allows you to know. It means to become known. It has nothing to do with a belief. Nothing. Zero. Zip. Zara. No beliefs. Knowing only. Gnosko means to know. Now, the only way to know it means to be resolved. Gnosko means that there is something that I've resolved. It is a theorem. It's not no freaking theory. I'm not interested in theories. Everybody got a freaking theory. You got a theorem. You got a complete circle. You got a complete circle. Gnosko means that you've had an experience that brought you to a place of knowledge. No experience, no knowledge. It means to find a sign in a thing by which you come to the knowledge of the thing. Let me say it again. Strong concordance. This is very, very important. We got a lot of believers, but I've got no knowers. Very few knowers out here, but a lot of believers. Genosko, strong concordance number G1097. Strong concordance number G1097. It means the way by which you find you, not me, you. Spread it to show yourself approved unto God, not man. You find it. You come to the knowledge of it. You come to recognize in it something that proves it. It is the truth of the promise that allows one to recognize what he has come or what she has come to know. So without this ability, brothers and sisters, you have no change in your pattern. So how does this change in the pattern take place? The change in the pattern takes place by you finding the thing that allows you to recognize the knowledge in and of the thing. It is the truth of this promise. It is the truth of the thing. It is the ability to understand or to be readily understood from the experience that you have proceeded to experience. In other words, when you go through the experience of something, you recognize the knowledge of something. It is means that you are worthy of intimacy and love. It means to own it. So, in other words, it is this ability that allows you to know, and it allows you, again, to have a certain feeling, to understand, to perceive, to have knowledge of it. The gnosko, just like epigenetics, it is based upon something that is real. That allows you to have a particular knowing, not a believing. It is not conscious of having committed to it. Meaning, it means that you're not conscious of it until you commit to it. So you do not understand what you are doing until you go into the conduct, until you do it. So you don't know how to swim until you get in the water and swim. Now, you can read about swimming. You can watch videos about swimming. You can talk about swimming, but you're not going to know. Now, you can believe it, but you're not going to know it until you do it. So believing and knowing, gnosko, now remember, this is how you change patterns. The only way you change pattern is by doing the opposite pattern. Now, you can talk about it, but until you do it, it doesn't change the pattern in the brain. You can visualize it. You can do mantras. You can do chant. You can do, you can throw salt over your left shoulder. You can stand on your head. You can do yoga press, you can do visualization techniques. You can do mind movies. You can do vision quests. You can do whatever you want. Knock yourself out. But until you do it, until you get up, faith without works is dead. It's dead. I'm sorry, it's dead. So, gnosko comes by you engaging in the act of learning. It means to learn to know. It means to come to know. It means to get a knowledge that allows you to know. It means to understand to know. It means to perceive, to have knowledge of a thing that allows you to know. It means to become acquainted with, similar to sexual intercourse, because that allows you to know. That means it is so intimate. So until you become so intimate with the pattern, now again, we're talking about how to change the mind. Now, the word mind means nous, its ability to perceive. So your perception is based upon gnosko. That's your experiences. That's what allows you to perceive. But if you have no experience, but all you have is mind, then you have no gnosko. So, again, a lot of people have feelings, but those feelings are based upon a belief. They're not based upon gnosko. So you can't change your pattern without gnosko. At least according to the according to the Bible. So there's a lot of people who are trying to change their pattern by going to talk to a shrink. And you sit down there and you talk to the shrink and you lay on the sofa. And you regurgitate facts. And you do some, you know, core imprinting. You go back and you do some kind of, you know, hypnotherapy, or you do some kind of, you know, regressive therapy, or you do some kind of remembering or mem-based therapeutics. Or you do some kind of visual techniques. Or you go back and you do some childhood regression. Or you got all of these psychological stuff that you do, and there is no change in the behavior. And the reason that there is no change in the behavior, because there was no gnosko. There's no epigenetics. There was no change or modification in the expression of the gene. So when you change what is called the heredity, the heritable potential, it changes the gene expression. Now, from a biological perspective, that simply means epigenetics. The chemical reaction changes when the genome changes. That means that your arms, the things that allows you to move, changes when the genomes, when the chemicals, when the genetics changes. When the genetics, that means that when you rearrange your DNA, it influences your physical actions. That's gnosko. Now, I need you to understand it, because people think that the mind, you just stay up there. There's a lot of people that are very heavenly minded, but they're no earthly good. A lot of people. A lot of people are they live in the clouds, but their feet are not on the ground. I used to be one of those people. The Bible calls us slack, slowful sluggards. But we talk a good game, but we don't do shiznit, because we don't have gnosko. We got the first part of it. Now, remember, the first part of gnosko, because remember, according to the scriptures, and this is why didactic teaching is so important, because I don't know about you, but if you read the word, you know, like it says in Romans 12, it says that you are to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So if you told me mind, I would just think up in your head. I didn't know that mind has to do with your feet and your hands. So to renew your mind, something got to take place in your head that is manifested in your feet. If it only takes place in your feet and not your head, the pattern doesn't change. If it takes place in your head and not your feet, your pattern, your behavior doesn't change. Now, we're talking about behavior modification. So the only way you change your behavior is if you put something in your head and then it manifests in your hands. If it doesn't, then you will not be able to test. Now, remember, prove what is that good, pleasing, and perfect will of God. So Romans 12:2 tells us, did your pattern change? Oh, let me see if your pattern changed. Let me test to see if your behavior really changed. Because if you have epigenosco, if you got epigenetics, that means that you realize that you conform to the pattern of the world, and now you want to metamorpho by anikinosis your nous. So I'm going to take metamorpho. I'm going to have a metamorphosis. I'm going to do what the same thing that the caterpillar does to change into a butterfly. And so I'm going to transform by elevating my lower vibration to a higher vibration. That's going to affect my nous, my mind, the part that allows me to perceive to feel and to know. That is going to then affect my genetics or my gnosko. And since my genetics and gnosko, my hands and my feet are affected, now that I may prove what is, one, good, two, acceptable, three, perfect. So if what I'm doing with my hands is not good, it's not acceptable, and it's not perfect, that means my behavior was not modified. That means Romans 12, 2 did not apply. That means I did not do what the scripture said. I did not do the three things that result in good behavior, acceptable behavior, and the perfect will of God manifesting in my life. So what you're doing is not good according to the standard. If it's not acceptable according to the standard, and it's not perfect according to the standard, then you don't have the pattern. You got the wrong pattern. Because that's the pattern of God. But there's a lot of people who say that they have the pattern of God, who say that they've been transformed by the renewing of their mind, but they don't have, they can't prove it. So you can say whatever you want, but if you can't prove that you have been transformed by the renewing of your mind, how do you prove it? What you are doing is good. What you are doing is acceptable. What you are doing is perfect will of God, not your will. Now, see, you could be doing your dream good. You could be doing your dream acceptable. You could be doing your dream perfect, but that's not the will of God. Now, we talked about what the will of God was yesterday or last night. And what was the will of God? To go in the direction of the oppressed. So whatever oppressed you, your job is to go and remove that oppression everywhere you see it in the world. You are an oppression remover. So anybody, anywhere that has oppressed you, your niche, your job. Now, I proved it to you last night. So anybody that didn't listen to last night's scriptures, last night's show at 7 and the 12 noon show for that matter, man, you missed it. I highly recommend that you get that show and listen to it at least 10, 15 times. You say, well, why, Brother Will? Well, we talked about how to break the pattern, conditioning, and programming of this world. There is a divine strategy that has been given to us inside of the Helios Biblios. This is not guesswork. You ain't got to reinvent the wheel. This has been done. Yahushua, as I said last night, he is the prototype of every archetype. You are an archetype. The word archetype means archon. Archon means ruler. God gave you dominion over five kingdoms, but you don't know it. So you can't oscillate or vibrate in your dominionship. So therefore, you're not an effective ruler. So therefore, the Cosmogrator is ruling in your stead until you become a son and a daughter of God. Now, Yahushua is the firstborn of many brethren. That means that he's a prototype. The word prototype, again, as we talked about last night, means that it is the skion, S-K-I-A. And the Greek word skion is where I get my name from, Bethesda. So if you go to my website, masterteacher33.com, and you click on the link that says Bethesiel, I got all of the proof of skion and skinos, which means that I am in the shadow of God. That means I'm in the image and the likeness of God. Yahushua is a prototype. That means that he's the first that is made like the original. So Yahushua is the prototype. You are the archetype. Now, the archetype means that it is made according to the prototype. So the archetype is a archangel. A arc is an angle, a right angle, to be specific. So anytime you see the word angel in the Bible, it's talking about an angle in physics. So that's why we have sacred geometry, which is just a bunch of angles. That's why the number 13 and 33 is so important, because those are right angles. So if you don't understand that you are made in the image and likeness, that you are a ruler, you're an archon, then the Bible says, according to Psalms 82, verse 6, do you not know that ye are gods, but you shall die like men? hate to be the bearer of bad news, but you're not one of them. You had a prior existence with the Father. That's the only reason that you're on this planet net. But you don't know the divine strategy of God. Because Yahushua said, hey, I'm the firstborn of a bunch of other ones, just like me. I'm the prototype of a bunch of archetypes. Yahushua said, I'm the king of kings. Who are the other kings? Then Yahushua said, I am the Lord of lords. Who are the other lords? That might be you, brother. That might be you, sister, but I understand. See, we have believers and we have unbelievers. We don't have no knowers. I was one of those believers for a long time. And then I decided to research the mystery of the gospel, the missed story of the good spell. And then I realized that, hey, we dwell in a world that has inherited an untruth and is presenting that as the truth. And so the test is that your spiritual understanding is being restricted, and you need to find the solution. But what is the solution? Well, Matthew chapter 13, verse 33. Those are two numbers again. 13:33 says, the kingdom of heaven is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in three measures of meat till it was all leavened. Now, remember, we started off talking about the fermentation process of how a grape turns into wine. And during this process, the grape releases gases, and it expands, and it pops the wineskin, unless the wineskin is new. And during the fermentation process, we talked about how this grape ferments. It changes form. Same way a caterpillar, caterpillar turns into a butterfly. So what does that mean? That means, my brothers and sisters, that your mindset, your mind must change form. You must go from a carnal mind to a spiritual mind. And so in order to do that, you must have epigenosko. You must be able to over and understand everything that I'm expressing, exposing, and expanding to you today. And how is that done? Exactly what we've been talking about. Now, remember, nous, N-O-U-S, is the intellectual faculty. I need to make sure you understand what that means, though, because do you know what a faculty is? Now, there were faculty members. You go to college, and there are some members that are members of the faculty, and then some members are, and some people are not members of the faculty. So the word faculty, again, is a natural ability of a specific time, of a specific kind, faculty. Now, remember, the word faculty, which is what you have, means ability. The word faculty means ability, means, and resources. The word faculty means power, ability, and wealth. The word faculty means ability. It comes from gnosis or knowledge. Heavenly Father, test the minds of your people. Let me make sure you overstand. Now, we're talking about changing the pattern. You got one pattern that's allowed you to vibrate it, and that pattern means that you are poverty. That pattern means that you're sick. That pattern means that you're ignorant. That pattern means that you're in a bad relationship. That's the pattern that we got. That's the pattern of the world. That's the pattern of the liturgy. Okay, we want to change that pattern. Now, the way that you change that pattern, as we've been expressing, exposing, and expanding throughout all of these shows, is number one, you got to realize that, first of all, because you said that be not conformed to the pattern of this world. Okay, too late, God, I'm already conformed. Okay, what do we do next? Let's be ye metamorpho. Number one, first thing you got to do is meta. That means to go before, alongside, Mafao. We broke that down yesterday. You guys remember? Mafao, which means form. It means to fashion. So that means that I want you change my form or my pattern into a new form or a new pattern. That means to morph. I want to change it so that way I strike the image that looks exactly like the prototype. That's what metamorpho means. That's first thing. First thing is I put in my brain, I want to be like the Most High. So if that's not in your brain, then you miss first base. So you got to go back to first base. So the first thing is you got to be like, I want to be like the Most High. I'm not here to do my will. I'm here to do the will of my Father. So that's the first thing that you got to do in order to change the pattern. Because you got the pattern of the world. We need the pattern that is not on the world. That we talked about when I read in the book of Isaiah, when he said that my thoughts are not like your thoughts, my ways are not like your ways. That's the strategy. That's the pattern. That's metamorpho. That's the first Greek word. Now, we broke it down as five other words underneath that word. We talked about that yesterday or in part two. So that's number one. Realize you got the wrong pattern, so okay, say, you know what, I want the new pattern, but the new pattern is based upon the standard. Now, I got a 400-page book that explains Gagu, God Almighty Grand Unification Theorem, based upon math, music, and language. I can prove it mathematically. I can reverse the triune hex. Right now, you are under a hex that is three layers deep. The hex that you are under is a hexagon. It is a hexagram, and it is a hexachord. So you're under the hex of math, music, and language. So until you deal with those three issues, the pattern that you got will keep you limited because the Cosmic Guato is going to use math to keep you in the box. He's going to use music, and it's very important that you understand because it's hexagon, it's hexagram, it's hexachord, keeps you in the box. Last one was language. So math, music, and language keeps you in the box. So we got to get out of the box. How do we get out of the box? Number one, we say that Yahushua wasn't in the box. So he is my prototype. He's my example. So he's the firstborn of many brethren. I want to be like him. So we put down our will, our box, and we pick up his box. We deny ourselves, pick up our cross, we follow him. Number one. But how do we do that? Well, we are renewed. And so we broke down the word renewed. So second base. So second base means that I want a complete change. And so I'm going to anakinosis, complete change of mind. I'm not going to try to repair it. I'm not going to try to, you know, fix it. No, but I want a complete change, brother, complete change. And the way that we get this complete change that allows us to go from the bottom to the top is through the Ruach or the Pneuma or the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit will lead, it will cause you to grow. The Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you into all truth. That's what we got on the eye, and then we got kenosis. And then that word kenosis, again, we broke down yesterday, that talked about the Ruach of the Pneuma that leads us. There. Now remember the word in the Greek, pneuma means new mind. And that's what that word means. Kenosis means new mind. It means, again, set apart mind. It's an unprecedented. That's what the Ruach is. So the Ruach in Hebrew is the pneuma in Greek, and it is the neocortex in biology, which means new. So the Holy Spirit is set apart. That is the only way. So without the Holy Spirit, nothing that I'm saying is going to work for you. So you change your pattern by, number one, getting the desire to change. Number two, get an anakinosis. That is the Ruach that's going to cause you to grow. It's going to cause your brain, it's going to activate new brain cells, it's going to activate what is called neuroplasticity. It's going to make new neurons and new neural nets inside of your brain. That's second base. So I've been transformed, I've been renewed. This is third base, the mind, nous, what we talked about today. So the word nous, again, is the faculty. Now remember, the faculty of perceiving. It is the faculty of understanding. It is the faculty of feeling. It is the faculty of judging. It is the faculty of determining. It is the faculty of intellect. So you have the faculty. Now what is the faculty? You have these faculties. It is these abilities, it is these means, it is these resources that gives you these powers, these abilities, these wealth. So you have wealth, brother. These are your superpowers. Everybody listen to me. You got a superpower. You're a superhero. After today, moving forward, you are now a superpower. You have these superpowers. What superpowers do you got? You're a superhero. Didn't even know it. So I need you to go out and get your T-shirt, man, and say, hey, I'm a spiritual superhero. You have power, dunamis power. This is conferred to you by power of right. The word faculty is inherent powers of the mind and the body by reason of conference. That means that you are a joint heir. Now, I don't know about you, my brothers and sisters, but joint heir means that whatever the original heir got, I got. So you got the original ability of Yahushua. You got the original means of Yahushua. You got the original resources that Yahushua. You got the original power that Yahushua. You got the original abilities. You got the original wealth. You are a branch of Yahushua. You are a branch of knowledge. You have this ability that is formulated in your knowing. So the more that you know, the more that you grow, the more ability you have. Now, we read this in 2 Peter, remember yesterday? 2 Peter said, talked about us having this power. And where does it come from? As our knowledge increases, our power increases. Your ability, your means, your resources. You got it already. Past him. How did you get it? Nous. What does that mean? But underneath the, now remember, you have this power. This power gives you this ability. And this ability gives you, again, the wealth. Power, ability, and wealth for what? I got power, ability, and wealth. So all this power and all of this ability, all this power and all of this ability to do what? To perceive, to understand, to feel, to judge, and to determine. And all of this power is nous that comes from gnosko. And what is gnosko? That means to know. That means to get knowledge. So your knowing establishes your ability. That is why what I'm doing is so important. Because what am I doing? I'm giving you knowledge. That way you know. Now, this knowledge is in your head. Now it's got to trickle down to your hands and to your feet. So if it doesn't trickle down, you're dead. Because faith without works is dead. So tomorrow, tomorrow I take that back. Tomorrow I'm on vacation. When I come back from vacation, so I'll be out of town Thursday and Friday, but Saturday, Sunday, whenever the next day, I'll text you guys, let you know. We will continue to prove it. Now, we got this, but I need you to know, how do you know that your behavior has changed? How do you know that you can walk into, you're a drug addict. You can go to a drug house and, yeah, you're good. Now, you had, problems keeping the little head inside your pants. You can go to the strip club, so you're an alcoholic. I can drop you off at the club. Matter of fact, I can get you a job working in the club. You never touch a drink again. How do we know? How do we guarantee that your behavior has changed? How do we prove it? So tomorrow, well, not tomorrow, but next show, I'm going to break down how to prove it. Because Romans 12:2 says that if you do this, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind that you may prove. I'm going to need you to prove it to me, brother. I'm not going to take your word for you. I love you. Appreciate you. But unfortunately, yeah, I'm like Dalton Thomas. Let me see the nail scars in your hand, homie. I hear what you're saying, but I need to watch what you're doing. Because, see, your actions speak so a lot louder than your words. So now I'm a knower and I'm a watcher. I'm a fruit inspector. I used to be a leaf inspector. I used to just ride by a tree. That tree got apple leaves on it, so it's an apple tree. I got food. It looked like it had apple leaves on it, but it did never produce no apple fruit. So I'm going to need you to prove it. So tomorrow, we're going to break down this Greek word that's a cookbook. I'm saying tomorrow, but you guys know. The next show. Tomorrow, we're going to break down this Greek word.
Strong's G, 1381, Dakimazo.
And after we break down dakinazo, that gives us the English word prove, we're going to break down the only three acceptable methods for that I am going to look and that you should be looking at me. This is what you say, okay, Doc, I hear what you're saying, brother, but I need to make sure that what you're saying to me has these three things.
Agathos.
That is the Greek word for the English word, number one, good, first base. Now, if what I'm saying to you is good, then we go to second base. So the second base, what I want you to do for me.
G, 2101, you aristos. You aristos.
Is what I'm saying, you aristos. You aristos. It should be, number one, good, according to the will of God. Number three, aristos. That means it should be acceptable. That means I can take it up to God. And I can compare it to the standard of the, I'm talking about the real God, not the little one that everybody got on earth. I'm talking about the big G. I can take it up to the big G, and the big G says, yep, that's good. The big G will say, yep, that's acceptable. And then the big G will say, this last quick word.
Strong's G, 5046, teleos.
Teleos, that's spelled the same way as the biological word telomere. Now remember, telomeres is the things that determine whether you have life or not. Telomeres is the cap on top of the bottle of your DNA. If you got a bottled water and you take off the top of the bottled water and you turn it upside down, all the water comes out, the bottle is empty, it's dead. Teleos is the same thing. It is the biblical telomere. The body has a telomere in it. So when your telomeres, they try to figure out how to keep the telomeres from deraveling. If these knuckleheads figure this out, nobody will ever die. The telomere is the only reason that you die. Teleos, or the teleos, is the last piece of the puzzle that proves, because it means perfect. So first base is good. Second base is acceptable. Third base is perfect. Home plate, when you slide and Yahushua says, safe, home plate. This is one of my favorite words because this is my name in the Greek. Home plate.
Strong's G, 2307. Thelema
means will. Four things, brothers and sisters, to prove to yourself and to anybody. Has my behavior changed? Has my pattern changed? So when y'all look at me, this is how y'all judge whether or not I'm a good teacher or not. Hey, man, let me watch Brother Will, man. He's talking all that bullshitness. Let me evaluate the brother according to the standard. Standard said if the brother's behavior has changed, I will be able to see some fruit. And his fruit will be manifested in the form of good, according to the standard. Acceptable, according to the standard. It's perfect, according to the standard. And it lines up with the will of the standard bearer. If what I'm doing doesn't have those attributes, y'all should not be following me, listening to me, buying none of my stuff. Thankfully, I've already ticked off every block. Now I'm going to teach you how to do the same thing. So that way you could your life to start bearing fruit in the areas of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships. Brothers and sisters, I'm going to go, again, take what I got in my head, put it in my hands and in my feet, and spend time with my wife and my family. Put what I've been saying into action. I recommend y'all do the same thing. I love you guys. I appreciate you, man. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme like the police. Yeah, I'm still on the scene. That's after I murdered and flee. Reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly avert you, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you might snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.